This is the Mindset Toolkit Podcast. The continual pursuit of improvement.
How's everybody going? My name is Selwyn, host of the Mindset Toolkit Podcast, and this is a quick episode that I like to call Lessons of the Day, where I like to review some items that I've learned over the last couple of days that don't necessarily warrant a full episode. My regular podcasts are a more in-depth and focused discussion around a particular book, author, or topic. So, here we go. Today I'll be looking at a podcast called The Art of Manliness and his interview with Kyle Eschenroeder, and their key crux was taking action. Action is the answer to life's problems, in essence. It was a great motivational podcast to listen to. I highly recommend checking it out. And here are some of the takeaways that I learned from that episode. To be more specific in the actions that you take, so taking the right action is what is important, and being discerning in what actions you're actually taking, not just being busy for the sake of being busy. And in this land of taking action, you want to prioritize your reality. You don't want to prioritize stories over reality. So don't think about what you're going to do, just kind of go do it. Prioritizing execution over explainable understandings of the world. As simple as walking. When you're walking, you don't think about putting your left foot in front of your right foot and so on and so forth, keeping balance. You kind of just do it. And that's, again, reiterating the action is the answer message of this episode. Don't win arguments. Aim to win. So don't waste your time arguing over semantics, because in reality, that's not going to get you any closer to the goal. If you're beating around the bush, just talking about it, not doing anything, that's really not helping you in the long run. It really echoes Gary Vee's message of not pontificating and acting. And they counter this with just pointing out that action isn't necessarily movement. Action can also be actively waiting for opportunities. You don't want to just jump into a simple analogy would be getting to the bus stop and waiting for that bus to arrive. Another great lesson that they went over was why we like to procrastinate. And it's simplified down to the fact that the results and costs of actions can be immediate and can be painful. However, inaction is reverse, where the results are delayed and the costs are delayed. So we put things off because it's painful to do it today, but it's not as painful to not do it tomorrow. And an easy way to get over this, an easy way to take action, is to take really small steps toward the goal. So you set yourself up where retreat feels bad. You kind of paint yourself into a corner of action. If you want to go to the gym in the morning, wake up early, have all of your clothes ready, and then aim to just get to the gym. Don't aim to work out if that's a really big problem for you. And this kind of goes on to an easy way to avoid inaction is to create habits to automate your actions. Whereas every morning you wake up at 5 o'clock and go to the gym, whether you want to or you don't want to, that's just what you do. You create an environment that encourages action. So you might have a training buddy that meets you at the gym at 5:30 every day, whether or not you both want to or you don't want to. It just sets it up so that these little steps that you're taking are propelling you forward and forward and moving you closer to that goal that you're aiming for. So you want to shape your environment first before you exert willpower, because willpower is a finite resource. A cool little quote they went over was from Peter Thiel, where it's, "You're not a lottery ticket." The message behind that is that people will use statistics to justify not trying. So if the statistic is that 5 out of 10 businesses will fail, a lot of people use that as justification that they shouldn't start a business because they'll be one of those 5 people that fail. So why start? Which is obviously the complete wrong mindset to have. And finally, he goes over some really great questions, 4 bad questions that we ask ourselves that are pretty much counterproductive to being happy and taking action. First off is, am I happy? And that's a really hard question to answer, and it kind of pulls you away from the situation. Secondly is, what is my purpose in life? Life is more about execution than it is purpose. Other studies have shown that we're goal-driven beings, so we're satisfied in achieving goals. So when we kind of stop to ask, what is my purpose in life and am I happy, it kind of stops that wheel in motion that we were already on. A third great question to not ask yourself or ever ask yourself is, do I love this person? Because he sums it up, because when you ask that person, you're now abstracting the relationship and in a moment of not loving them, which kind of sounds funny, but it makes sense when you think about it. And the final bad question to ask yourself is, why should I live? I don't think this needs a lot of explanation, but once you start pondering this question of why should I live, it goes down a very dark path that I don't think leads to anywhere productive. So that's all I have for today. So go out and use it, or not use it. This has been someone on a quick episode of Lessons of the Day from the Mindset Toolkit podcast. Thanks for your time. And remember, what you learned today will serve you tomorrow. So go out and go get it.